Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, September 11th. Dozens gathered for a peaceful sit-in protest downtown. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Today is the 25th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. In observance, traffic will be paused this morning at ports of entry coming into San Diego. The pause will take place at 5:46 this morning at the San Ysidro and Otay Mesa's ports of entry. That's the time for us here out west when the first of two planes struck the World Trade Center. The pause in traffic and moment of silence is in remembrance of those who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001. The Calexico West Port of Entry in Imperial County will also take part. Normal traffic operations will resume following the brief observance. CBP is asking all travelers to please plan accordingly. It's Pedestrian Safety Month. The San Diego Police Department is asking you to please slow down and remain alert for people walking on our local roads. State data shows more than 1,000 people were fatally struck by a vehicle in 2024. That accounts for roughly 28% of all traffic fatalities at the time. In light of this, SDPD is offering some safety tips for drivers and pedestrians alike. For drivers, slow down at intersections, avoid distractions like phones or eating, never drive impaired, and exercise caution at night or during fog or rain. And for pedestrians, walk on the sidewalk, and if not, walk facing traffic. Make eye contact with drivers before crossing the street, and avoid wearing headphones while crossing intersections. Stay safe, San Diego. The San Diego Rodeo is set to return to Petco Park this upcoming January. Last year, the rodeo saw some of their sponsors pull support. It also saw protests from animal rights activists after a pregnant horse named Pearl Necklace died shortly after competing in a bronc saddle event. 2027's rodeo features $750,000 in prize money, a drone show, and a line dancing party in Gallagher Square. Tickets for the upcoming January 15th rodeo will go on sale next Friday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Dozens of people came together yesterday to speak out about recent ICE arrests in San Diego. They say they are targeting the Haitian community. Reporter Jacob Ayer spoke with some of them in front of the federal building downtown, where they held a peaceful sit-in.
There is power in solidarity.
Just days after ICE agents arrested a Haitian student near San Diego City College campus, the Haitian community is making their voice heard through peaceful protest. They were accompanied by dozens of people who support their cause, gathered outside the San Diego Immigration Court. Immigration attorney Wismic St-Jean says what's happening now by immigration enforcement is unconstitutional.
When somebody came here to seek asylum, they cannot be deported until there's a final decision being made on the asylum cases by a judge. So, to that extent, Haitians who have TPS, who have been detained, those detentions are illegal.
In June, the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for Haitian and Syrian immigrants. A DHS spokesperson says that the Haitian student arrested near City College will have all his claims heard by an immigration judge, and he will receive due process. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
We do it every day without thinking twice, we breathe. Science and technology reporter Carly Kay says a new study shows that even the smallest changes in our breathing may influence our brain activity.
You might think breathing is rhythmic, but each breath is different. Bradley Wojtek says even slight switch-ups can impact brain activity.
So we're really trying to understand these brain-body interactions at a much richer, finer resolution than historically people have done.
He's a professor at UC San Diego. His team used brain implants in epilepsy patients to measure signals from neurons. Then they compared those signals to the shape of corresponding breaths on a graph.
That shape, every couple of seconds, the brain activity really, like, mirrors it closely.
It showed breathing and neural signals are tightly linked in the brain regions associated with cognition, memory, and emotion. Future studies may provide a better understanding of fatal events related to irregular breathing. Carly Kay, KPBS News.
The protected bike lanes on Santa Fe Drive and Encinitas have been a flashpoint in the ongoing battle over transportation options in San Diego County, and now that fight has gone all the way to Sacramento. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta has the details.
Earlier this year, the Encinitas City Council voted to remove a protected bike lane in front of San Dieguito Academy High School. The protected lanes were built just last year using more than $3 million in state funds. But public backlash to the configuration led the City Council to reconsider. The council voted to redesign the stretch of road and replace the protected lane on one side with a painted lane running between parked cars and the flow of traffic. This redesign is expected to cost up to $3.6 million, and State Senator Catherine Blakespear, who represents Encinitas, wants to stop it.
I cannot accept a solution that would be proposed that would take the bike lane backward, that would make us less safe.
She's responsible for a line in the state budget bill that would specifically prohibit Encinitas from removing or modifying the bike lane on Santa Fe Drive for the next 5 years. And for 10 years after that, if the city wants to make changes, it would have to return the state's $3 million. At Wednesday night's council meeting, Mayor Bruce Ehlers led the council in voting to ask Governor Newsom to strike that line from the bill and let them proceed with removing the protected lane. Newsom has until September 30th to sign or veto state bills. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
Before there were big grocery stores in the 70s, many neighborhoods depended on small markets for everyday goods. One of those stores was Lou's Market in Logan Heights. The original owner, Jimmy Lou, recently passed away. Reporter Alexander Wen talked to residents who fondly remember his generosity and what he did for many families who lived there.
When people talk about Jimmy Lou.
Very kind and very giving.
He was just a real kind person.
Good. Kind-hearted people.
One thing keeps coming up, his kindness.
He would give things to the kids, like he'd give my son like a slice of bologna. He was little. He
gave us whatever we needed, put us on the book, my parents would come in later and pay him off.
James Lou is his son. He describes his dad as a well-intentioned people pleaser who often extended credit.
People saw it as like a community bank, they called it. Just the idea that, you know, I recall have mental flashes of his little notebooks where he would have running tabs with, you know, people and the note annotations, what was paid off, what was written off.
James's grandparents opened Lou's Market in the 1970s at the corner of 33rd Street and Imperial Avenue. At the time, they were the only Chinese family in the neighborhood.
It was mostly Mexican and black neighborhood.
Rene Bejarano and his wife, Delia, used to live behind Lou's Market.
We moved there like in 1974. I was like 20 years old.
He remembers the family keeping to themselves. They lived upstairs in the apartment above the market. Jimmy Lou died August 15th. The news came as a shock.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. He passed away.
I used to see him every day and it just seemed like he would live a long, long time. I just don't think, you know, I think he was probably 76, 77. He just looked a lot healthier.
And the one thing Rene Bejarano remembers most about Jimmy is that his generosity extended to animals too.
He would get a big bone with some meat on it and give it to my dog. And my dog would go down the, because we lived right behind Lou's Market in the alley. And he would just go down the alley with his big bone in his mouth, walking slowly, and all the dogs would go crazy.
James Lou says his father was generous.
My own cousins, they tell me about, you know, kind of like the private embarrassment that they would have when my aunts would send them to the store with like a handwritten note asking for assistance and the things that they need. And, you know, like to him, it was no big deal.
One of those cousins is Jose Briseños. He still lives in the neighborhood.
Him and Felipe, they both have their little books in their little pocket. You know, we'll walk in there and be like, oh, we need this, we need that. And he'd be like, okay, you got money? No, we don't. Well, I'm gonna put it on your dad's credit. What's the last name? Briseño, okay?
Briseño says that generosity helped a lot of families.
It did help us out sometimes. Maybe we didn't have it at the time. I don't know. I was too young to even know what, you know what I mean? What was money like that, you know what I mean? But I just knew that. We walk in there, they helped us out, they gave us whatever we needed.
The Lou's sold the market in 2017, but it still bears their name. And the younger generation of the family still lives upstairs. James says the outpouring of support reminds him how much he needs to live up to his father's name.
There's a certain existential pressure that comes with, you know, coming from that. And then also, you know, having been given like his name, being born a junior. So it was, you know, very much, you know, this expectation that, oh, one day you were going to be exactly where your father's at.
The market still stands. And while Jimmy Liu's gone, the memories live on through the people in the neighborhood who will never forget his charitable heart. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
The city of Carlsbad is declaring a local emergency to begin stabilizing bluffs along South Carlsbad Boulevard. The city calls it a proactive move ahead of an expected strong El Nino season. Eric Snortum is an oceanography and geology professor. He says big storms and strong waves that usually come with El Nino could further erode coastal bluffs.
I would be concerned about the railroad tracks. I would be concerned about the roads. And I'd be concerned if I was a local homeowner living right on the shore about my own home.
Carlsbad says work could begin as early as September 14th. The emergency declaration allows the city to streamline contracting and bypass the lengthy permitting process. As we do for you each week, here are some weekend event ideas happening around the county. Today, starting at 1:45 p.m., you can board the flight deck of the USS Midway Museum. Museum entry is free during the Midway Museum's 25th anniversary memorial of September 11, 2001 event. You can visit midway.org for more info. Saturday, September 16th is Mexico's Día de la Independencia, a.k.a. Mexico Independence Day. Old Town San Diego State Historic Park is hosting a free family event from 11 a.m. through 4 p.m. There's a guacamole competition, bilingual story time, a community parade, and more. Visit parks.ca.gov for more info. And Sunday sees the start of San Diego Restaurant Week. I'm getting hungry just thinking of all the possibilities. Participants also don't just get a chance to try new cuisine, but also a new neighborhood in America's finest city as well. Visit SanDiegoRestaurantWeek.com for more info. Whatever you do this weekend, please enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. Today's pod was edited by Brooke Ruth and Elma Gonzalez. The podcast is hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. And as always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.